and number 40, Cody Seaman. And rounding out the Pirate lineup is number 20, Eli Kraft.
Eli Kraft against Brad Schaub, of course, always the highly touted and highly anticipated matchup in tonight's game. Eli Kraft anticipated to play at the division at some form of football scholarship in his future after graduating from Higher Beach. And Brad Schaub has actually signed a national letter of intent to play at UMass Lowell. A recent Division I basketball scholarship is in the near future for him.
For Eli Kraft, the last time these two teams met, he had 18 points to kind of match off Brad Schaub's 27. But he also had a more of a supporting cast. Cody Seaman poured in 18 points as well, as did Josh Schelke, who in 13 points. Not to mention Nick Hessling, who also contributed 4 points. And what both teams are probably going to anticipate is that they're going to need to go ahead and distribute the ball a little bit more, get more people involved, spread the floor, and do what they do best, and that is drive.
Your officials for tonight's game is Kurt Lowe, Frank Marn, and Pete Hagedon. And it's going to be a fantastic game ahead of us here. 8 minutes are on the clock, both teams in their final huddle. Ryan Brown will be bouncing huddle to huddle tonight to listen in on the current changes that will be taking place throughout the game. John Mooney to the right of me. Clark Ramsey with your call tonight in the front right corner of your radio tonight. Harbor Beach will be going right to left across your radio in their black uniforms with orange and white stripes on their shorts and on the sides of their jerseys with those black-on-black lettering outlined by silver. And Marlette in their all-whites with white lettering with red outline. Very corresponding jerseys here. Can't even read the Marlette on the front of their jersey. And they have red, black, and silver stripes going down the entire length of their sides of their jerseys.
Bring your 2020 vision.
I'm trying. I'm ironing on bottle of water number 3, so let the games begin. Marlette going left to right across your radio. Brad Schaub going through, talking to everyone, actually all the players, and a good sign of sportsmanship in display tonight. Of course, Terry Reed, JV coach for Marlette, unable to make it tonight. First time he's missed a game in a long,
well,
long
time. Well, he's missed 2 total. That's what I got as far as information.
As Brad Schaub wins the tip, and here comes Marlette, left to right across your radio. Top of the key to Klein, has it. Tries to feed it into Schaub, and it's good. Right underneath the basket, 2-0 Marlette.
That was scripted.
How could you tell, John? Eli Kraft bringing it up in a little bit of a token pressure here for Marlette. They break the press. Colin Cook to the right corner. Dives into the lane and loses it. It's, they say it's off his knee, out of bounds. First turnover for Harbor Beach on the night. 7:34 left in the first quarter. It's 2-0 Marlette. Harbor Beach coming out in a full court pressure. Austin Seltz on the ball. Now gives it back. As I can't even see the numbers on these Marlette jerseys. 0, that is Andrew Storm. It stops at the top of the key, picks up his dribble, gives it back to Matt Klein, the 6-foot senior, acting as the point guard in basically a lineup that anyone could be point guard, including Schaub.
Harbor Beach is in a 2-3 zone.
And Andrew Storm takes the long 2 from the left wing, and this one's good. And they're out to a 4-0 lead with 7:10 remain in the first quarter. Colin Cook back at the top of the key to Eli Kraft. Marlette coming out in the zone. Cody Seaman inside the lane. Takes the jump shot off the backboard. And no good. A little bit too strong. Rebound to Marlette. Here comes Schaub right down the middle of the lane. Kicks it out to Klein for 3 from the right wing. Off the mark. Rebound Marlette. And they kick it back out to Schaub, who drives into the lane. Takes the jump shot inside the free throw line. And this one is smooth and in and good. Schaub now with 4. A 6-point lead. 6-0. Marlette leading. 6.5 to play in the first. Eli Kraft feeding into Colin Cook in the right corner to Austin Selson. It's actually stolen away. Second turnover for Harbor Beach. And then it's actually another turnover stolen by Cody Seaman as he drives into the lane. And he is charged with the offensive foul as he lowered the shoulder and went in. So that will be the first team foul on Harbor Beach and the first on Cody Seaman. As good defense, good heads-up play there from the Marlette D.
That's coaching right there. They know the tendency of Harbor Beach. And the once they get an opportunity to go ahead and run, they do, and the defense was there.
Klein, top of the key, over to Schaub on the right wing. Going against Josh Shelke, drives down, kicks it out to number 11 inside at the right post. That's Ian Reagan, and he draws the foul. He'll be going to the line for two. Fouls on number 20, Eli Kraft, his first, team's second. So Ian Reagan trying to get the free throws going here from the free throw line. The first one, no go. Oh, how quickly you forget about the Marlette announcer here, John.
Isn't it nice?
Second free throw is no good. Rebound, Colin Cook. No harm, no foul. There was a foul. Eli Kraft over to Cody Seaman on an errant pass. This one's stolen by Schaub. And now Harbor Beach with the pressure actually feeds the ball out of bounds. And Marlette gives it right back to Harbor Beach. So three turnovers for Harbor Beach, two for Marlette so far. We played 2 minutes and 15 seconds in the first quarter. Harbor Beach yet to score, 6-0 Marlette.
The only thing that Marlette has done wrong so far is not coloring the numbers of their jerseys.
And I would appreciate that if they did that at halftime. Josh Shelke, the low post, feeds it in to Colin Cook. He goes up and he's hit on the way up, almost a ricochet. The foul will be against Ian Reagan, number 11 for Marlette, his first, team's first. So going to the line, shooting two is Colin Cook. Six nothing Marlette. Harbor Beach trying to chip away at it. The first free throw from Cook, no good. Colin Cook against Ubley on Monday had 4 points, and he's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Missed the first one here. Second free throw, no good either. Both teams 0 for 2 from the line. Brad Schaub, the man who does it all, he might even do windows, brings in the rebound. Now he's dribbling it up the court on the right wing against Cody Seaman. Harbor Beach now coming out in the man-to-man. Over to the left corner. Takes the three, yes, from Andrew Storm, and we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. It's 9-0 Marlette. 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here on the WLW Sports Network. John Mooney, what does Harbor Beach need to do to stop this prolific offense?
Well, the first thing they had to do is survive the first 3 minutes of the ball game, and they're a few seconds off of that, and it just didn't happen. 9-0 right now. What they need to do is, I think they already made the adjustment, is go to man-to-man. I think that's probably their best bet. But right now, Marlette is just playing like this is their own home floor. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
Ryan Brown listened into the Harbor Beach huddle. What's the word from inside the Pirate huddle?
Well, Coach Rubel is a little bit concerned about the turnovers and sloppy play so far. He's got some substitutes coming in to hopefully give him a spark. Also going to mix it up on defense and just take care of the ball.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Eli Kraft gets the inbounds as a token pressure from Marlette. Over to Colin Cook in the left wing, back up to Cody Seaman. Back up Eli Kraft, dribbles in, kicks it out to Cody Seaman for three from the left wing, yes! Harbor Beach starts the scoring off with a three from Cody Seaman. It's 9-3, a 6-point deficit for the Pirates. Marlette leading. 4:55 left in the first. Brad Schaub, top of the key, feeds it into Reagan from the right block and off the backboard and in. Good ball movement from Marlette. Now makes it 11-3, an 8-point lead over Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft, top of the key, cross midcourt, dribbles right into the lane, kicks it down to Colin Cook in the baseline. Back out for the three from the left wing from Josh Shelke, no good. Rebound, though, goes to Eli Kraft.
Whoever hit the last shot just should feed him all he could eat.
Jacob Butterfield down to the game for Harbor Beach, dribbling at the top of the key, back over to the right wing to Kraft. Now back to Butterfield, top of the key. Beats it in Josh Shelke, high post, over to Seaman, left wing, dribbles down to the baseline, has to pick it up, and back up to Butterfield. 4:12 left in the first, 11-3 Marlette, and a turnover into the hands of Marlette. Four turnovers for Harbor Beach so far. We played 4 minutes. Klein in the corner, and here's another errant pass picked off by Colin Cook. Both teams turnover happy as Eli Kraft goes coast to coast and puts the reverse layup up for two. It's now 11-5. The difference is 6.
Harbor Beach will go ahead and chip away at this. They're a very good club when it comes to conversion of the basketball, converting from defense to offense.
Brad Schaub's pass picked off by Butterfield, goes up for the layup, and he's rejected by the bottom of the rim. So we have another long pass. This one to Reagan, a wide open feed into Schaub underneath the hoop. Schaub has 6. Marlette has 13.